right, let's do some presents. How this is gonna work is that the presenters get roughly 2 minutes to show their present. You get your applause. Questions at the very, very end if we have time. So we're gonna start with Joachim, who's gonna talk about the 20th Century Press Archive.
Thanks. I'm presenting the first part of a data donation by ZBW from the 20th Century Press Archive, which is, to our best knowledge, the largest public newspaper clippings archive in the world. It has existed from 1908 to 2005, and it evaluated more than 1,500 periodicals from Germany and from all over the world. The material was organized in folders, as you see here, from a small corner from the person's archive, and 25,000 folders with more than 2 million articles and digitized pages are online now. The integration of the person's archive metadata to Wikidata has been completed most recently, and all of the more than 5,000 person folders are accessible from Wikidata now. More than 6,000 facts sourced from the person's archive's metadata has been added to Wikidata, and this includes rather complex relations like between persons and companies and their role in the company. The next big challenge will be the countries and categories archive, with more than 9,000 folders, which is organized by a hierarchy of countries and a hierarchy of categories. It's a whole system of knowledge organization about the whole world, materialized in newspaper clippings, and to map this in data is a challenge, so please consider to join the Wiki project 20th Century Press Archive.
Thank you, Joachim. All right. Lucas, the stage is yours.
Hello, I'm presenting two things, so I get 4 minutes, I've been told. I've hacked the system. So the first thing is on behalf of Wikimedia Germany, which is a first version of Lua support for Lexemes. So you can see some Lua code here, which is there's probably not enough time to read that, and I'm not a great Lua programmer anyway, but the result is down there. You have access to the Lexemes, the forms, the census, also statements which are not in this screenshot, and it's not deployed anywhere yet, so that was just on my local wiki. But we're hoping to get it at least to beta soon, probably to test Wikidata pretty soon afterwards, and then we'll see where it goes, and it's a start at least. Thanks. And the second thing I'm demoing as a volunteer, so I made this tool a while ago called Wikidata Image Positions. So if you have a statement on an item that it depicts something, for example, a painting could depict a person, you can add a qualifier there saying that this where in the image this is. So like this person is in the upper left corner of the image or something. And that is now supporting structured data on commons as well. And if the presence page is open somewhere, no, not like that. I'm very sorry.
Good. We can change that. Yes, I'll read my emails.
So much unread Lydia.
That one.
There you go.
So there it is. This is going to be a picture I took earlier this year, and there's already some structured data here that says this depicts certain pride flags, and once this loads, I can define the region. There we go. And this also now uses the same library as crop tool instead of my homegrown bad thing, which I think Andy was asking for like years ago, and now it's finally done. And I say use this region, it's adding a qualifier. Let's do the same thing over here, just roughly drawn with the mouse. That should be good enough. And the third one, there we go, use this region. And now if we check Lydia's contributions, except on commons, lydia.org. She gave me permission to do this, by the way. User contributions, we can see some new qualifiers here. And if we load this, there's also a user script, which is hopefully working, which shows you these regions directly on commons. So basically, the days of this old annotations gadgets are numbered. And that's it. I think we can skip like a dozen backup screenshots here now and go to the next person. Thanks.
Which one? This one? Okay. So we have Alexem uploading boat. It's not developed by me, it's developed by Luyar Foundation. And it's developed to upload Basque language Lexemes with all its forms, because each Lexeme has 65 forms. So it's not something we can do by hand easily. And also senses. And you can download there. I don't even know how it works. And all I know is that it's based in Wikidata Toolkit, so it's a soft version of that, and it's also in the GitHub of Wikidata, I think. That's it.
Hello. I think I might have to reload this. Let me just make sure. Does it work? Yes, present. Great. Now, this is a project we've been working on for a while, but we are rolling it out for the first time to a big crowd here at WikidataCon, and we'll show you a real cool feature that we didn't tell you about earlier today. So this is a project called a Wiki Art Depiction Explorer, and this is an attempt to try to give an interface better than just editing a raw Wikidata item when it comes to adding depiction information for artwork. So this is a project that was funded by the Knight Foundation and Wikimedia DC and the Smithsonian. We worked together on this project and with the amazing development skills of Edward Betts right here. So this is an example of what you will see, and we invite you all to try it out. art.wikidata.link is the URL. And the idea here is that you can see a large version of the picture, and we will try to bring in whatever we can from the object page of the institution that holds this image. So we're bringing in some description information so that the person trying to add depiction information has some additional readings that they can have here. We also bring in some keywords. And the great thing about this, when you start typing in the box, you are actually given matches against what has been previously matched in depictions statements. So this is a much tighter controlled vocabulary. It gives you a much better direction on what to do. So here's an example here. If this works correctly, we should be able to click that and also make more edits on Lydia's behalf. And we can go in here and type in ballet, and you will see that it doesn't match everything in Wikidata, but only things that are relevant based on previous depiction statements. So I can say ballet dancer, I can go back in there and add these different, oops. Ooh, not sure why it's not working. Anyway, let me go ahead and make those edits. And then now that has been committed, and you can actually start browsing other things. So the idea is to keep you in this universe of paintings and artworks, and not just punch you back out to Wikidata. But we also have another bonus function that Edward is going to show you.
So this painting, we've got date of birth and death for this person. So we do a search, and these are all the people that were born and died in those years. And so
Where were you? Aurora? Yep. Which one? Did you see the match?
I didn't see the map.
Yeah, further down. Maria Aurora.
Oh, right there. There. So if I click on
that. Click on that and then scroll down.
There we go. Oh, it's...
There you go.
Add these to the painting.
You need to highlight work matches from the title.
That's, it'll come. So it's worked. It's saved it to the painting.
Right. So it'll match all humans with those birth date and the death date, and you can click that automatically. And that's it. So go ahead and try it. So, those are just some stats. We had a whole bunch of people try it already today, and we upped this number today. So keep working at it. Thanks.
Next one is Bruno.
Hello, I'm Bruno from Google, and we are open sourcing what we call lexical mask, a little bit less sexier than the picture we just saw. It's config file that specify what a lexeme needs to look like, what kind of form you expect in a lexeme, and what kind of feature you want on those forms. Example here, it's a German noun that will have a gender inherent, and we'll have a couple of forms specified here with the couple of features you expect. The mask or the checks files that you see here will be uploaded to Wikidata so that I can help the lexeme community to check consistency and increase the coverage. More detail on the talk I gave earlier today in Lydia's session. Thank you.
Yes, so in the past 2 years, I have had an hobby because I was not, let's say, very happy with the current Sparkle implementation, especially BlazeGraph. So during my free time, I started a project I called OxyGraph. So it's basically like BlazeGraph, but different. So it starts getting in a state that works, so Sparkle query is fully implemented, but it's not been optimized yet. Currently, there is no optimization how the query is executed. And so as you see in this small experiment with some Sparkle queries, the results seem fairly promising. And what is nice is I used REST to implement it, and I managed to get the memory footprint fairly reasonable, although well less than BlazeGraph or Jaina or Virtuoso. So I hope maybe in the future when I'm going to get, or maybe other people could then miss more time to make it really working well, we could have something very good for at least smaller Wikibase instances with a few million or 10 of million triples. So the repository is here, so it's not working fairly well. So it's a work in progress, and if you want to test it or contribute, you are much welcome because it's a big task. Thank you.
I was going to do a live demo, but it didn't go well earlier, so this is a video, which... Wait, I can do this on my phone, right? Access denied. Da, 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 da.
2 minutes.
2 minutes. Well, the video is 2 minutes long.
Da, 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 da. We have two people here from Google. I'm sure they can show
up. Okay, we might just watch it in this tab. Come on. Da, 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 da. Yeah, so I did a live demo and I thought that would go badly, but... So this is something I've been working on ever since creating the Docker images 2 years ago, and this is a sort of shared platform website where you can go ahead and make an account. Da, 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 da. And then you've got a lovely button on the next page which allows you to create a wiki. There's lots of features missing at the moment, so you get to choose a wiki name, where it is, and a username at the moment, but the possibilities are endless. And it goes and creates a wiki in a shared environment, saving on all of the expensive resources that we're all spending running Wikibases. I recorded this just downstairs earlier, so this is like kind of real. I sped it up slightly, but you get emailed your MediaWiki temporary password, you can log in with the user account that you made. Da, 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 da.
Then you have to change your password. This is where I just copy part of the URL in. And then you're logged into your very own Wikibase that has quick statements, a query service, everything managed for you that you don't have to worry about. So you can go and create all of your items, use tools, and I plan on adding more tools in the future. All of the complexities are hidden. At the moment, this is live on this wbstack.com domain name. But you need an invitation code from me. If you want one to try one out during Wikidatacon, come and talk to me, and I will give you one. It's full of bugs at the moment and stuff, so don't rely on it. Yeah, this is quick statements working, and then on the Saturday of Wikidatacon, I'll delete all of the data, and then we'll be using this for the Wikibase workshops on Sunday, if any of you are attending. And then it will get a real test. And so then you can see the two edits have happened. I'm so glad I didn't do this as a live demo. And then you go to the query service, you type in the query that shows you all of the triples. Even in the recording, you do it wrong. And then you have all your triples.
Great. How do I move forward? So happy birthday, Wikidata. I started on this last year at actually for the Wiki site meeting, which was about a year ago, and got something running and got a lot of encouragement from Daniel Meachin, who's probably watching online. Hi, Daniel. And he's given me all sorts of ideas for improving it, and so just in time for this meeting, I've got a new version out that does more. So basically what this is a tool to replace in mostly scientific articles, but any work really where there's an author name string, replace that with an actual author item which is pulled from Wikidata using some various things to match it up properly. So changes are, most recently, you can log in with your Wikimedia user account and do the edits directly rather than previously, it always went through quick statements, which I've got about a million quick statements edits now, but this is a little bit faster and bypasses that. Another new thing is you can actually go in and look at a work and update all of the authors on that work at once. So there's a match button. You can also rearrange the author list if they're out of order or something. There's also... Oh yeah, this is an example of what that looks like. So when you're matching up with authors, it lists some information about their affiliation as it is in Wikidata. The other thing that's new is some automatic filtering. If you go to the bottom of a page that is a search for an author name, you'll see links to co-authors, links to the topics they've written on, links to their journals, and so you can filter and narrow down the list of works that you're looking at to just those things that have those particular features in them. Anyway, that's what's new there, and that's it. Thank you.
Hiyo. I'm also from WMDE and a volunteer, but this is volunteer work. It's the tool Macht Sinn. A few of them might already seen it, but I improved it greatly in the last week. So we have this Lexemes nowadays, and on this Lexemes you should add the sense what the word means and all the different meanings a word can have. And we have a lot of lexemes now that still are missing senses, that don't have any sense. And in a lot of cases, we also have items about the concept that this sense is about. And so I thought we could mine the senses, and this is what Macht Sinn does. It shows you for a lexeme, in this case the English word tune, which is a verb, an possible meaning, in this case short instrumental piece, a melody, and you are asked, is this a meaning for this word? And if you click the blue button, it will save it to Wikidata. And if you click the red button, it will throw it away. And you log into the tool with your Wikidata account via OAuth. And a few people have already using it and added 6,000 censuses. And there are currently about 40,000 censuses waiting to be considered and tested. And also for writing this, I had to first write some Python tool to modify lexemes, because PyWikiBot and the other common tools don't support that. Yes, thanks.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Are you eating cake during my presentation? Okay, hi. So what to expect from a data scientist for a birthday than a dashboard, of course. Okay, so this time, well, that's the end product. Okay, so this time something called Wikidata Languages Landscape. So it's this is a dashboard, as I said. So some of the empirical findings that he presents from the Wikidata statistics were already surveyed today in Lydia's talks, and basically focuses on the structure and organization of languages in Wikidata, on the similarity of Wikidata languages in respect how they are reused across the Wikimedia Foundation projects, right? And it also combines some of the external resources with those statistics in order to provide for a comprehensive view of how different languages cope in this Wikimedia universe. So there's a link to the dashboard. So I was warned not to do this, but I will try. Sorry. So depending on the strength, yes, it can be done. Okay, so I will be even able to do a live demo, maybe. Okay, come on. It's still computing. It's a very complicated service. Yeah, here we go. Okay, so the first thing that you will be able to see. Okay, yes, all right, good. Well, as I said, the data scientist, so this is not really informative, right? Okay, so here you have all the languages or most of languages in Wikidata, and we are focusing on those languages that were ever used anywhere in Wikimedia. Okay, so we're talking about languages that actually have labels for things that are mentioned in across Wikipedia, Wikivoyage, and other projects, right? So, and this is the only a sub-ontology of languages. Like, so this depicts only the instance of, subclass of, and part of relations, right? So that you can actually use probably these tools here to browse this thing. It's not aesthetically pleasing, but at least it's complete. Like, one of the byproducts of this work is, not this thing, but this thing here. So this is a small visual browser that can help you figure out what is wrong with the ontology of languages in Wikidata, and if you want to fix something, it makes it easier for you to find. So while working on this thing, I figured out that the languages ontology is particularly complex, really complicated, okay, and then there are some inconsistencies there. For example, well, at least in my intuitive understanding of semantics, you cannot be at the same time a part of something and a subclass of something. I mean, you can, and Wikidata is really flexible enough to allow you for that, but probably some things need fixing in that respect. And here, for example, you can find the language, say, for example, Serbo-Croatian, that used to be my native language before it fall apart into Serbian, Croatian, Bosnian, etc. Okay, and here you have all the relations like P31, part of, subclass of, differently marked. So if anything needs to be fixed, instead of browsing the whole structure of the whole ontology, you can go here and just make it shorter, right? And then things like clustering the languages, many people like this on Twitter. It actually cost me half of my life to produce this thing. Okay, it's huge. So yeah, visit the dashboard, go play many interesting things. Thank you. very much.
Yeah. So, because this is this present is about is called Wikisape, and this is something that we have been working in the Safe Expressions community group. And the idea of Wikisape is that we want to have like the Wikidata query service, which is I think something that you are most of you are using to do Sparkle queries. But now we want to do the same thing, but for Safe Expressions. So we want an editor which is as easy to do and to work with it as it is with Wikidata query service. That's what we are going to. That's the goal of Wikisape. So you have a Safe Expressions editor and validator. You also have syntax highlighting, auto-completion, schema visualization, and search. So this is just a screen. Well, this is. I could click on that, but I prefer not to do that. You can have about a schema. You can have some information about the schema. You can visualize the schema. This is. You can autocomplete, for example, just start writing work and it finds the schemas for that. Then you also have the editor, and you, as you can see, this is for written work. You can have the, this editor of the schema of the Safe Expression. If you hover with the mouse, it sends, it highlights the name of the label of the property, which is the same as the Wikidata query service. So the goal is that now that you have Safe Expressions, that the goal is that you are using Safe Expressions to validate your data, to increase the quality of the Wikidata data using Safe Expressions. And also, you also can visualize the schemas. Once you have a schema, for example, for written work, the author, whatever, you can visualize and all that. So that's the goal of Wikisape.
I love Wikidata. I'm very proud of the work I do and my friends do on Wikidata, and I know most of you are pleased to work on Wikidata as well. It's come to my attention over the last couple of days that a couple of you are working on a rival product and undermining what happens on Wikidata. This product apparently is called Wikidata. I've never heard of this Wikidata before. So in order to get things correct, because some of you are doing it wrong, if I can find the mouse pointer, how do I open this? There we go. We have here. You probably can't hear that. It's very, very quiet. Let me do that again.
No, the
other one. Oh, yep, I've got you. You're not going to hear this anyway.
Wikidata.
So there it is for the record. But
thank you.
Joking aside, if those of you who do have speech impediments would like to make a version of your pronunciation, then please feel free.
Thank you.
So I thought I was I had the laziest present, but then Andy beat me to it. So because I literally made this present an hour ago. So some of you might know VisQuery, which is a tool I made to visually query Wikidata. And then I saw this tweet from Martin just an hour ago saying, hey, there's a preview of the Commons Query Service. So I thought, what would happen if I would just changed my Sparkle endpoint and my tool to the beta Commons Sparkle endpoint and just add it to my tool. Of course, now we need to wait for the Wi-Fi. I should have made a video, but of course, given that I just had an hour, oh, here we are. So for those of you who don't know VisQuery, it allows you to do things like, hey, say depicts and say it depicts a cat And so what you get are all the Wikidata items that depict a cat with pictures. However, what you can do now is you go all the way down and there's a link saying use the Wikimedia Commons Parker endpoint experimental. And now when I say depicts a cat, you will actually get Commons images of cats. So let's say we want a cat that actually shows its whiskers. Now we're gonna get, that's it. So, well, thank you.
An hour ago? Well, that was 10 minutes ago. So, some time ago, I did this to Adobe Wikimedia hackathon in Prague called Integrality, making dashboards of property coverage. And I introduced to you the Service Pack Update 2019. So this is Integrality, so you haven't seen it yet. It makes things like this. Oh, it's cute. Oh, paintings, and their columns are properties, and lines or different groupings, so how to slice and dice the data. And I bring you a couple of improvements that are going to be live demoed. So some people wanted to be able to query for qualifiers because some properties are not top level. So if we do this, and also some people wanted to display images, which is like, oh, it's not the greatest display. All right, loading. It's supposed to be fast. It's supposed to be fast. I know it works because I already did it. Yes, updated page. Yeah, and that works. Now the street number, that worked. Pictures, maybe you're going to make it. Yeah. Well, I have it in the history if you really want to see if it really works. Yeah, yep, that worked. Yeah, also works with images. So there were two feature requests, but they were not the worst, and this one was literally done. Oh, what could be that link here? I wonder. Okay, not this one's going to be too big. Let's go for, this is going to be fine. Yeah, the reason why I spent my entire time at the conference doing this is because I spent the last 3 weeks writing tests for all the code that I wrote in Prague. And it's like, oh, so what could these links be? Yeah, these are the items that have the property, and if you go to the other one, that are the items that don't have the property. So you can actually make this dashboard completely blue if you spend enough time. Yeah, that's a service pack update.
We are at the end of the slides. Now we're taking the people who didn't give me slides. All right, who would that be? I know one. Are there other people?
I added something.
Two? Okay. All right, I'm here. You go.
Hello. Sorry for a late minute presentation. One reason is that the dashboard was broken, so but we'd be able to fix it. So lots of to use Wikidata, and you see sometimes it's a little bit slow when you want to load a page, especially when the item is very, very big. So in the last month, several people at Wikimedia Deutschland, like Rosalie, Jakob, and me, started working on and improve the performance of Wikidata. So now we have something to show it for, show it to you. So I will go to w.wiki. Base slash German keyboard.
Shift 7.
Oh, yeah. And you go to, so this is called speed index. This is a speed index of item of Berlin, and you see in the past 40 months went from 90, which defined as, let me read it out loud. The speed index is the average time of which visible parts of a page are displayed. It's expressed in milliseconds and depends on the size of it. So it used to be around 1 second for Item of Berlin. Now it's around 800 milliseconds. And this happens not just on Item of Berlin, but all and not just on all items, plus all images and comments. All of them got better for 200 milliseconds.
Hi, everyone.
So you may remember from a previous presentation the hub, which is a tool to browse the web with URLs going through Wikidata as the hub. So you could do things like going from VIAF identifier to some other identifier. I don't remember what P91938 is. But yeah, Gutenberg. Yeah, if you know those identifiers, you can go from somewhere to somewhere else and, well, do different things. Go from, like, you can resolve Twitter username on Wikidata and get redirected to the closest Wikipedia article. But not that many people use URLs to browse the web, so I thought if people don't come to the tools come to them. And so I did a little script that you will find there at this on meta, which basically takes the identifiers from the hub to bring them to your Wikipedia article. So if you add the gadget, you will be you will have a page that will, instead of having just those few things on the sidebar, because it's not enough to browse the web, you will have a collection of additional links to all over the web. And so here you will find, for example, so this is the page for Berlin. And you will have, for example, Berlin on OpenStreetMap, Berlin on Quora, Berlin on Swedish MBTAR forum, anything. And so all those convenience link added to every pages that can be resolved to a Wikidata identifier. Thank you.
So I didn't understood at the beginning quite much the format of this thing. So I just smuggled inside and I will try to improvise a lot. So, no. It's loading? Okay. So, yeah, it's maybe only a bit slow. So, I mean, there is a lot of data in Wikipedia that, so a lot of text which contains, in fact, information that you could add to Wikidata. But it's sometimes difficult to find or difficult to import. So what we did is we used latest machine learning algorithm to given a class, for example, newspapers, check which are the newspapers. So the most used properties for newspapers, like the owner, the publication date, the language. And we are going to the corresponding, if the statement is missing in the Wikidata item, we are going to the Wikipedia page and we are searching automatically for this missing statement. And we are proposing to the user a new fact. So the user has just to say yes or no to this new fact and import it to Wikidata. So unfortunately, this web page is too big to load, or the internet connection is too slow, so I'm sorry for that. But we will make a tweet soon and launch this tool, and I think it would be a very good tool to very quickly add a lot of statements in Wikidata about entities that you are not even aware of. Okay, thank you very much, and sorry for the demo.
how do I get back to the page? Yes. So one thing that I did earlier this year to support the revamp of Wikilovers Monuments in Brazil, which was the most successful Wikilovers Monuments that's happened in Brazil, well done, João and all, is create this little box here. So this is pulling information from Wikidata. It's replacing the old-style monument IDs on Commons, which is all static. So this pulls everything from Wikidata, multilingual, of course. You need to define the QID in this case. But one thing that changed today, thank you very much to the Structured Data on Commons team, is they've enabled Lua access to structured data on Commons. Yeah. Finally, which is fantastic. So now what you can do is you can say this picture of telescopes, sorry, I like telescopes, has Mark II telescope and Lovell telescope in the UK. And if you go to the file information and edit the page, you will see that, you probably can't see it so easily. You just need to do monument ID /SDC and you get that information automatically through the structured data on Commons. I think this is the first template that I can actually do this, so because it's only become available today. So thank you very much to Structured Data on Commons.
Do we have anyone else who would like to present something? If not, then thank you so much. Those were awesome presents. Thank you so much for putting all the time into them. They're really great.